Why bicycles are like disinfectant wipes these days. Supply just does not meet demand. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. First, we're going into the 22nd week of the big pandemic layoffs. Today, we'll get a weekly update of people who filed for unemployment benefits. Last week, the number was still very high, but it had dipped just below a million, a grim situation, but progress of sorts. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The number of people continuing to claim unemployment was more than 28 million in last week's report, meaning nearly one in five workers who had a job before the pandemic is on unemployment now. People are most likely to get off the rolls if new jobs become available, but that's not too promising with the economy still hobbled by rampant COVID spread. Jed Kalko tracks online job openings at Indeed.com.
Right now, job postings are down about 20%. Below last year's levels. In the last couple of weeks, we've seen no improvement, a bit of backsliding in terms of the trend in job postings.
Kalko says job postings are down even more, around 30%, for high-wage jobs like software development, banking, and finance. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The FTSE index, the 100 share index in London, is down 1.1% at the moment. Here, Dow and S&P futures are each down 0.3%. The Nasdaq future is down just slightly. Apple, stock price times the number of stocks, is now worth more than $2 trillion. The first time that's happened for any company. Chances are you contributed to that with your credit card, maybe. Start counting Apple logos in your house. Microchip maker Intel is buying back $10 billion of its own stock. That drives up demand, and the stock is up more than 4% in pre-market trading now. We do keep an eye on key industries hit especially hard in this COVID economy. Today, hotels. The research company TREP finds that more than 23% of commercial mortgage loans taken out by hotels are at least 30 days delinquent. That's the biggest delinquency rate since the firm started tracking this 11 years ago. Here's Marketplace's Justin Ho.
Hotel owners often take out a lot of debt to buy a hotel or build one from scratch. Paying back that debt is a big cost.
Really, payroll is one huge expense, and the other big expense is your debt service.
Shiza Damji is an owner of 360 Degree Hotel Group. It runs six hotels in Washington State near the Canadian border. Damji says paying back her debt is getting harder. The Canadian border is closed to non-essential travel. Tourism revenue is drying up.
No conferences, no conventions. The tech industry is not traveling. So it's just really soft.
Damji says she's been able to tap reserves she keeps with her lender to meet her payments. Manis Clancy with TREP, the research company, says that's what a lot of hotel owners are doing, even though reserves are usually used to fix carpets and broken TVs.
If your occupancy is 20% right now, the likelihood of you breaking a lot of TVs or staining a lot of rugs is not very high.
But those reserves can only go so far. Shiza Damji says she can only use her reserves for 3 more months. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
The pandemic has rearranged so many parts of this economy, including bicycles. There is a shortage, and it is global. It's expected to go on for months, and it says a lot about how many of us are coping with pandemic reality, and also says a lot about supply chains as well. Here's Marketplace's Sabri Benishore.
If you have been to a bike store recently, you've probably seen some disappointed people.
I'm here at the bike shop looking for a bike, but it doesn't look like I'm finding one.
Jonathan Bermudez is at Al Cycle Solutions in Hell's Kitchen, Manhattan. This is the third bike shop he's been to today.
Yeah, everywhere I looked, they didn't have what I needed. So I'm feeling a little frustrated.
Also frustrated, Alan Guillerme, the owner of Al Cycle Solutions.
I don't have any more bikes, period. I mean, you can see all my racks are empty. Problem is, I don't have enough supply to make any money right now.
Bike theft is up 18% higher year-to-date in New York. Theft of bikes worth $1,000 or more is up 53%, which, of course, in turn fuels more demand. The shortage is international and got started in January when coronavirus shut down factories in East Asia, the center of the bike industry's supply chain. Eric Bjorling is director of brand at Trek Bicycles, a U.S. bike manufacturer.
When those countries shut down and those factories shut down, there were just no bikes being made industry-wide. Those are the bikes that are supposed to arrive in April, May, June, July.
And while a supply shortage was brewing, demand was about to explode. It started when everyone was stuck at home with their kids and decided to get them bikes.
March, April, May, the first bikes that are going are all kids' bikes.
Then the adults got bored.
Then you had your sort of entry-level hybrids and mountain bikes. Now, those are bikes that are used for family bike rides on light trails and paths.
And you had your commuters who didn't want to be stuck in buses or subway cars.
As public transit was viewed in a different light, so was the bicycle. And we saw an explosion of commuters.
So why then couldn't bike factories just make more bikes?
The industry wasn't running with lots of spare capacity to start with.
Chris Rogers is the supply chain analyst at S&P Global Market Intelligence.
What the industry doesn't want to do is to double its capacity to meet the increased demand, and then we turn around in the winter or next year when everyone's got a bike and suddenly you're left with a factory that's too big and machinery or staff that aren't being used anymore.
Rogers says the bike industry's troubles are emblematic of a lot of industries right now, trying to tame wild fluctuations in supply and demand. But as far as bikes go, he says they're coming, they're just coming late. The next flush of entry-level bikes and parts will probably get here September or October. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.
Maybe fix up a junk bike in the meantime? Pliers, Allen wrench, a little navel jelly and grease. My talent to make ends meet if society crumbles is bike repair, I've always said. What's yours? Tweet me at David Brancaccio. No, I'm not sure how to spell that. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.